What might you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pudding or pie?
I don't know, it's sauce.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call
it a snack.
Anything else?
I don't think.
Okay. And you say this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you say that glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So you say somebody has
broken.
Okay. And you say, but I didn't mean to
break it.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might say I what a lot of water.
Drank.
Hmm?
Drank a lot.
Okay. And you might ask me how much have you.
How much have you drunk?
And you say, we certainly do.
Drink.
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you'd tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or if they're standing around the table, you tell them
go ahead and sit down.
Okay. So you say, so then he
sat.
And you say no one else was standing because
they had all sat down.
Okay. And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to him, you tell him just go ahead and
help yourself.
And so you say, so he went ahead and
helped himself.
And you say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
helped himself.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say hope?
Yeah.
How would they say that?
Well, they just use it the same way as that. I really don't know. I never used it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody hope somebody else
mm-hmm.
with
it sounds
to do something.
To
mm-hmm.
And say someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
care for any.
And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
eat, chew.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's
been warmed over.
And did you ever hear of taking cornmeal and boiling that with salt and water and making something you could...
Making a meal gruel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about peas and beets and so forth, you'd call those?
Vegetables.
Okay, and you'd grow them in a...
Garden.
Would you have a special name for them if you grew them in your own garden? Garden truck or garden sass or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And something that is made of a grain and people in China and Japan eat it a lot.
Rice.
Okay. And what different names are there for whiskey that people make themselves?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with making it.
Did you ever hear...
They make, you mean just out of anything, grapes or something like that, wine or stuff
well,
like that? Is that
something that maybe people out in the woods would...
Moonshine or...
Uh-huh.
Book. That's where they made it out of. It's soured,
mm-hmm.
where it's fermented, you know, grapes, or I think they mm-hmm. make it out of meal, or
mm-hmm.
number of things, I guess. But anyway, it's soured.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a blow? Or any other names besides moonshine or buck?
Mm-mm.
What about beer that's made at home?
Well, that's the same thing, I guess, as book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just that.
It smells good.
Or you'd tell someone just that.
Just sniff, smell.
Okay. You wouldn't say smell of that, or
just smell.
That. And, you say you crush cane and boil the juice and make
syrup.
Or
molasses.
Okay, what's the difference?
I don't know what the difference is, but we just all refer to it as syrup.
Mm-hmm.